בשעה טובה ומוצלחת בחסדי השם. We're back, most of us. ברוך השם, בין הזמנים. It's a curse.
No, there was a lot of burning downstairs.
It is a curse. It's not something good. It's not something nice. Taste of hell. So, Bezrat Hashem, there is no better taste than learning Torah Kedoshah, being in Beit Midrash every day. Taste of heaven.
Amen.
So, Bezrat Hashem, we are at Torah Lamed Hei 35, in part Zion, in the middle of that paragraph. It's page 98 in this edition. And it's written, V'dover emet bilvavo. A man should have faith, to talk with faith in his heart. In his heart means even to himself, not to lie. Zo abchina, from that aspect, na'aseh chashmal, becomes to be chashmal. Haynu malbush saviv ha'emuna, means a certain outfit, certain covering to the faith. Means that by the fact that the person is talking true to himself in his hidvodeduyot, that he's not lying to himself, that he's not wasting his time in the field to lie to Hashem and to himself for hours and hours. I want to be righteous, I want to be pure, I want to be with you, Hashem, and all other kinds of lies like those. Just he's saying to Hashem Yitbarach, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to be with all of the women in the world, Ribono Shel Olam, help me. I want to have all of the money that exists in the world, Ribono Shel Olam, save me. Ribono Shel Olam, I don't want to waste my time with the Torah. I want to be in the Luna Park. I want to be in the amusement park. I want to satisfy my body, Ribono Shel Olam, save me for myself. Until that a person comes to that point of truth, that he realizes you have a body and that body is contaminated. You can lie as much as you want to imagine to yourself that you already purified yourself. But you have to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that only when he was 80, Ribono Shel Olam came to him in the burning bush and revealed himself to him and told him, get rid of your contaminated body. After 60 years of Hidbodeduyot in Midbar Sinai, and Rav Shalom is writing in Briti Shalom, the holy book of Briti Shalom, Rav Shalom is writing there, you need to understand, in the Parashat Shavua of this week that we had, of last week, Kedoshim Tiyu, it's written over there, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani, you should be holy because I am holy. If your father is a genius, it's a reason that you're going to be a genius. Your father, he learned for 20, 30, 40, 60 years, Gemara Kedosha, in Mesirut Nefesh, and you're 6 years old, 10 years old. How can you be a genius? What's the connection between the fact that your father is a genius that you're going to become to be a genius? Borei Olam, you're holy. And you're saying to us, you should be holy because I'm holy. You're Ribono Shel Olam, you're holy because you're Ribono Shel Olam. What's the connection? How can you command me to be holy? And it's written, Daber el kol adat b'nei Israel. Tell that obligation to all of Am Israel. Means that everyone are capable of being holy because that Hashem is holy. So you need to understand that for sure we are able. And how? Because we have a soul. And from the side of our soul, we're holy. But still we have a body. And not to forget that from the side of our body, we cannot. And those two things are fighting one to each other. They're fighting. It's a battle. And it never ends until one of them is winning. or that the man is dying with all of his lusts and desires, or that the man conquered his body, and this is it, and he's holy, and he becomes to be Ish Tzadik, Ish Elohim. So it's a wall, and for now it's a wall. And in that wall, no one is weak. Yetzirah puts all of his powers. This is why the body is contaminated in all kinds of contaminations and crazy will and horrible lusts and desires. Yesterday I received a text from a 14-year-old boy that texted me, "What I'm going to do with the lusts of desires of this world? Please help me." And he's texting me. He's 14 years old and already he feels the Yetzirah fights with him and wants to conquer him and wants to break his spirit. And he's texting, Baruch Hashem, and this is texting. And this is sending text to someone that can give him advice. He's looking for an advice. The truth is that it's a war. And the Zohar HaKadosh is calling it Milchemet HaYetzer, war against the Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah is fighting strong. And there is no other solution except of standing every day and crowning Hashem Yitbarach on ourselves. No other advice. And to lie to ourselves and to tell to ourselves, "No, I won't. From the side of your soul, you're pure. You're pure and no one can understand how pure you are. Each and every one of us, we're divine. Each and every one of us have a beautiful, amazing soul. From the side of the soul, we're amazing. Each and every one of us, pure and beautiful and only good and amazing, amazing. Part of God. Chelek Eloka Mimal. Part of God from above, from heaven. But from the side of our body, the body is coming from Mishcha Dechivya, from the contamination that came out of the snake. And until the person is going to break all of his lusts and desires, so his body is contaminated. And when the body is contaminated, this is a point of truth that a person has to have when he's going to talk to Hashem Yitbarach, to come to Hashem Yitbarach out of humility. To say, Ribono Shel Olam, Rabbeinu is writing that even a person just needs to go to the bathroom. He's a righteous man. He just needs to go every day to clean himself in the bathroom. From that, he needs to be so humble that he realizes that he doesn't have almost no connection to Hashem Yitbarach. From that side, that he's a creation. That he's a creature, that he's made out of earth, that he's a physical being. From that side, you have to be humble. You have to be humble. Totally humble. And this is that point of truth that Rabbeinu is saying, that when you have that truth, Dover Emet Bilvavo, talking truth to yourself, this is me, I'm in prison. I'm in exile. I have a contaminated body that wants to sleep late, that wants to eat everything, that wants to touch everything, wants to smell everything, wants to see and to swallow with the eyes everything, not to lose nothing. Not to lose nothing. If you can find yourself looking at a 100-year-old woman in the street, so it means that you're crazy. It means that you have a problem. If you're looking on every car, if you're looking on every backyard, on every building, on every tree, you want to smell every flower, what are you wasting your life? What are you doing? You don't have a choice. This is your body. And your body is part of the ground, part of the earth, and he wants to connect himself back to his source, back to his roots. He wants to be part of everything that exists. This is it. He wants to hug everything. He wants to hold everything. He wants to hold strong and to everything. This is him. This is your body. And this is the point of truth, that when you're coming to the field with that point of truth, that you're saying, Ribono Shel Olam, I have a contaminated body. That point of truth, that you're talking truth to yourself, is covering and surrounding your face to guard your face, that you will never going to have no defect in your face. You're going to be a perfect believer. You're going to believe in Hashem Yitbarach 100% of your life, 100% of your time. You won't have no defects. Nothing gonna be strong enough to overpower on you, to mislead you. If a person, Rav Shalom is writing that, and a lot of righteous people wrote that in their books, if a person remember that one day he's gonna die, he will not gonna sin anymore, this is it. Just wake up to understand this is a temporary body, contaminated body, a vehicle for this world, and this is it. And the neshama, the soul is eternal. The neshama is nitzchi, it's part of infinity, end stuff, endless, everything is good. But we're in exile, we're in prison. When you understand that, you're not arrogant anymore. You realize that there is a creator. You realize that there are righteous people and you need their help. And you're surrendering yourself to them. And you come and you listen. And you're accepting what they're going to tell you. On right that it's left and on left that it's right. And Rav asked me, even though that he talked about it in Shabbos, to tell you again and again and again, everyone that has got iPhone, not to have iPhones, not allow, especially not in the yeshiva, not to bring iPhones. Rav Shalom is saying that, and Chachamim are saying it. It's a decree of Rabbanan, of this generation. And if we're going to listen to Rabbanan in this generation, we're going to receive all of the bounty. They see things that we cannot see. They have Enei Hashem LaTzadikim, they have the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu is writing that in Likutei Moharan. That Enei Haeda, the eyes of the public, the eyes of the people, they receive Enei Hashem LaTzadikim, the eyes of Hashem to the righteous people. They have the eyes of Hashem, they see until the end. Like Rabbi Shimon that can see from the side, this end, the end of the world until the end of the world. He can cover everything. And this is with his physical eyes. We're not talking spiritual eyes. His physical eyes are pure and are good, so they can see everything. They're not being blocked by all of the physical things, curtains, that we're failing in them. Why we're failing in them? Because we give them power. Because they think, no, I have to have a house, I have to have... So this is the... So houses gonna distract your thoughts. I have to have a wife, so every woman gonna distract your thoughts. I have to have money, so everything that worth something gonna distract your thoughts from faith. But when you don't need nothing, no house is going to distract your thoughts, no cars, no women, nothing, nothing, nothing going to be exist for you except of the internal truth, being of Hashem Yitbarach. Ein od milvado, nothing except of Hashem. All cars, all houses, all women, all men, all money, everything is Hashem. Hashem is reviving, giving life to everything. There is nothing exists in the world except of Hashem's being. This is it. When you have a strong faith, you can see that. You can see that Hashem is talking to you through that curtain, through that middleman, through that situation, through that thing, through your Yetzirah. And you just see Hashem all of the time. And this is why a person should talk to himself with truth. Not to lie to himself. Not to lie. Because the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truth. And when you're saying truth, even like we said thousands of times, even if it's the lowest truth of them all, it's truth. You can build on that. You can build on that. It's truth. It's real. Hashem is there. And even if you're going to bring the most sophisticated lie, something that is so beautiful, so amazing, Hashem is not there. Dover shkarim lo yikon leneged enai. Hashem cannot look at someone that is lying. Even if you're lying and saying to Hashem, I want to serve you with all of my heart. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, just let me serve you. And it's a lie. Hashem is not there. Hashem will not accept that lie. But if you're going to say to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm so angry. I'm so frustrated. I'm so broken. I don't have no powers for Gemara lessons. I don't have no will to find myself in a minyan, Ribono Shel Olam. Even if this is your truth, that you hate everyone and you're so furious and angry, if this is your truth, Hashem is there. Hashem is going to heal you. When a contaminated man with leprosy comes to the Kohen and he's showing his contamination, his leprosy, then the Kohen can purify him. Before you reveal the truth, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot come to that place. So what do you want to heal? You want to heal your wounded places, your contaminated places. So you have to open them up. First of all, with yourself, in the Yitbodedut, to admit, Ani no'ef, ani shakran, ani ganav, ani ramay, ani nochel, ani tzavua, ani mag'il, ani rasha merusha. Until you're going to say the truth on yourself, that this is the truth from your side of your body, that you cannot fight with that. This is the creation. This is how Hashem created you. Hashem wanted you to be who that you are. Hashem put you inside of your body. It's not your fault even to blame yourself and to chase after yourself. This is the biggest lie, biggest kfirah of them all. This is a lie. To tell to Hashem Yitbarach, no, I don't want my lust and desires. I don't like my body. You're sick on yourself. You like it so much to sleep late and that someone's going to serve food into your bed without Netilat Yadayim and all lust and desires in the morning, in the night, in the afternoon. Not to think about no one, that no one going to wake you up. This is the nature of your body. It's not your fault. It's not a rebuke and it's not insulting. This is the creation. This is how Hashem created the physical body. That you're going to be attached and pulled all of the time to this world. And this world is full with lust and desires. And you have to stand up as a man and to admit, this is my body, Hashem. But from the side of the soul, I want you, Hashem. Please, let me overpower my body. Please give me the will. The will is the illumination of the soul. If you have will. And if you see that your will is weak, you need to cry on that. To ask on that. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, wake me up. Wake me up. And all of that time, to go with gratitude. To go with that understanding that Hashem is so good. That He's waking us up. Rav Shalom said, how much gratitude you should have to your Rabbi. That He took you from a place that you didn't have no tkuma, means you couldn't stand up, not in this world and not in the world to come. Not in this world and not in the world to come. There was a seat with your name on it in hell. I'm talking about myself. There was a seat like that, and now you're going to have to stay empty, or maybe someone else is going to catch it. Chas v'shalom. Your name was there. It was in that list. And now suddenly someone dragged you out from that list. And the righteous people, they have that power. When Elisha ben Abuya sinned, and he was kofer b'shem, and they said that he's going to go to hell, and they couldn't take him even to hell, and he was suffering so much. So Rabbi Yochanan, that was his friend, he said, I'm going to take him from that place of between heaven and hell, and I'm going to send him, I'm going to help him to be purified in hell. And he took him into hell when he passed away. And then when Rabbi Meir saw that, he said, is it a big deal, Chochma Gdola, to take your friend, to take your rabbi, and to put him in hell? This is what that you're doing with him. Took him to hell, Rabbi Yochanan. This is what that you've done. He done that because he wanted to help him, to purify himself from the sins. He said, when I'm going to pass away, Rabbi Meir Balanes, you're going to see that smoke will stop, rise from his grave. And he went up to heaven, and he took him out from hell, and took him into heaven. This is the power of Rabbi Yochanan. This is the power of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. This is the power of all righteous people. The end of Masechet Chagiga is saying that all of righteous people, real Talmidei Chachamim, made out of fire. And fire cannot control them. And everyone that purified his body, that lust and desires, cannot control his body. He's not waking up when he sees a beautiful woman. He's not waking up when he sees thousands of dollars and I don't know what, huge houses and amazing cars, fancy cars. It not wakes him up. When you conquered your heart, you become to be like those Talmidei Chachamim, that you can went up into heaven and take out who that you want from hell and to bring him in. How can it be that Rabbeinu promised to each and every one of us? He knew what's going to be. Which sinner is going to wake up in 200 years from the day that no sinners in that generation were even close to what that we have today. There was no internet, there was no filthy movies, there was nothing in that generation. People were totally kosher. Even the most sickest people couldn't think about the devil cult, what they're doing today in this generation. No one could imagine rock concerts and all of that sickness that we have today, and filthy clubs and horrible things that happens today. 200 years ago? And Rabbeinu said, don't worry, count on my power, because he's got huge power. And Rabbeinu promised, and I'm not going to let you forget it, that Rabbeinu promised, I'm going to make you to be like me, like that I am. Esteh otchem kamoni mamash. Exactly like that I am, you're going to be. It's a promise. And Rabbeinu's got it in his power. And I saw an amazing letter. There was a woman that wrote a letter to Rabbi Eliezer Shlomo Shikh, the Moharosh from Yerniel. She wrote to him that for years she didn't have children. And she heard that the mikveh in Yerniel is Poel Yeshuot, have salvations in that mikveh in Yavniel. Is it so that if she's going to come and dip in that mikveh, she's going to be pregnant? She wanted the promise from the Maharosh. So he wrote for her. The mikveh in Yavniel been built in the Mesirut Nefesh, the biggest Mesirut Nefesh of them all. There is no Mesirut Nefesh bigger than how that we build that mikveh in Yavniel. And for sure, if you're going to come and dip in that mikveh, you're going to have a baby boy in a year. But in one term. What is that term?
that you're going to have a complete emunat chachamim, faith in righteous people, to believe that it's so, that it's true. She can come in deep and she won't have no salvations. Only if she's going to believe to him that really she's going to have salvation, she's going to have the salvation. Means like Rav Shalom said in this Shabbos, that the ones that weren't here in this Shabbos, I don't know what they're going to do with themselves. And it's just an invitation for next Shabbos. That the Rav Shalom said that everything depends on faith in Chachamim, in Emunat Chachamim. That you need to believe in Emunat Chachamim and your prayers gonna be answered in what it depends, in how much you believe that your prayers are being accepted. You need to believe in the Chachamim that are guiding you to pray, that are telling you that Hashem loves you. And then when you're praying, you need to believe and to know for sure that Hashem already accepted all of your prayers. That Hashem loves you. You cannot receive it from yourself. You cannot receive it from inside. You have to have a righteous man that is strong and stable, and a man of truth and holy that can illuminate that in your heart to convince you and to tell you again and again that Hashem loves you and Hashem wants to accept all of your prayers. And He is. And He's Shomea Tfilat Kol Peh. Here's the prayer of every mouth. Every mouth. Even mine. Yes, even yours. Even my filthy mouth. Yeah, and yes, even yours. Filthiest of them all. Yes, even yours. You don't know who were the Baalei Teshuva of other generations. You don't know how low, and people that convert themselves after killing thousands of Jews, and people that were horrible people and made complete Teshuva and become to be in the list of righteous people. Because it all depends in the point of the will. When you want, you're connecting yourself to Hashem. This is it. And the success in this physical world depends in the will of Hashem. It's not our business to take care of this world. Hashem, He is potach et yadecha u'masbi'a lechol chai ratzon. Hashem gives life. Hashem gives children. Hashem gives money. Hashem gives everything. There is only one thing in your hand. Kol bidei shamayim, everything in the hands of heaven, except of yirat shamayim. Yirat shamayim is that you want to see Hashem. That you want to have Hashem in your life. This is the only thing that you have in your hands. This is why we're saying Aser etzoncha kirtzono. Force your will to be like the will of Hashem. And not Aser ma'asecha kirtzono. Make your actions to be like Hashem. Aser etzoncha makes your make your will want to be like Hashem wants you to be. This is what is in our hands. This is the only thing that is in our hands. That person gonna be healthy, that person gonna have parnasah, that person gonna succeed in life. It's not in our hands. The only thing that we can do is to pray. The only thing that we can do is to want and to express our will with prayers, with tefillot. This is the most perfect way that a man is revealing his will in prayers. If you're telling Ribbono Shel Olam, please, watch over my children, help my wife, help me, help my friends, help Harav, help the Yeshiva, help Am Yisrael. This is the only thing that we can do. It has to come from a point of truth, that you know that you're in the hands of Hashem. When you're aware to that, that there is nothing except of Hashem, your faith will never going to fail you. Never. You're always going to have confidence in Hashem, and you're always going to be answered. Righteous people, that every decree that they're decreeing, they receive, Hashem is listening to them, it's not because that they are righteous. It's because that they work on themselves for years on years to break all lust and desires. And to listen to the voice of Hashem. Everyone are tired in the morning, even a righteous man. Rabbi Zusha said that he was pushing himself down from bed at Chatzot, and he said from the floor, it's a different thing. It's easier to wake up from the floor than from the bed. So he had a custom, a minhag, to push himself out from bed. From the floor, it's a different thing. It's inyan acher kvar to wake up. To Rabbi Zusha, it was hard to wake up Chatzot. Yes. And he was pushing himself out from bed. So if you see that by pushing yourself out of bed, you can kill someone in the morning, so it's not your level. All right. Acceptable. Your excuse been accepted. Very good. No problems. Kol asher timtza yadcha bekochacha asi. Everything that you can find with your hand, that it's in your powers, you should do. Only what that's in your powers. Only what that not push you down to sadness. But the things that you can make, you can keep, with happiness, you have to do. And if you see that there is something that is important, you cannot find a way how to achieve that, you have to pray on that. And this is the obligation. And if you're praying on something, even if you're not holding that thing, even that you have an obligation to keep that mitzvah, and you're not capable, but you're praying on that, they're not going to judge you. It's written, Likutei Moharan. If a person is praying on something, even that he is not keeping that thing, but he is praying from a sincere heart, he really wants that, and he's asking on that, they are holding him like that he's holding that level. In heaven, they're judging him like that he is holding that level now. He's waking every day at 11. And he's praying on waking up before of dawn because he wants to pray next. In heaven, he is count with the list of people that woke up and prayed next this morning. And every day like that. So you can pray on everything. You can pray on everything. You can pray on Kedusha. You can pray on your eyes. And Rav Shalom said, 1 minute a day becomes to be 6 hours in Rosh Hashanah. 1 minute a day on your eyes becomes to be 6 hours in Rosh Hashanah. 365 days. It's become to be 6 hours and 5 minutes in Rosh Hashanah. 1 minute a day to pray on the subject, to pray on your Rav, to pray on your wife, to pray on your friends, to pray on Am Yisrael. 6 hours. And then those holy wagons are coming with you, escorting you in Rosh Hashanah to Judgment Day. You know which trial, different trial you're going to have with all of those sixes chasing after you to Rosh Hashanah. A wall opening the path for you in Rosh Hashanah? Opening the way for you in Rosh Hashanah? 6 hours on Am Yisrael, 6 hours on his family, 6 hours on every child, 6 hours on his parents, 6 hours on his rabbi, 6 hours on his eyes. Woo! What's going on? Who is that righteous man? And you're just doing 1 minute a day. 1 minute a day. And Hashem is counting and counting and counting and collecting. And then Ima mesachechet al benaha shelo yinku mimena. And then the mother, that is the bina, she is covering on her sons, on her children, that the outsiders will not going to take their power. Means that you're going to have faith, that you're going to have a faith like that that cannot be damaged, that no one can twist your faith, no one can tell you no, you have to work, you have to do this, you cannot go every day to yeshiva, you have to get married, you cannot be happy without a wife, you cannot. Rav Shalom said, I saw with my eyes hidden righteous people from the list of the Lamed Vav, the 36 righteous, hidden righteous people. He said that never got married and never even thought about it. They didn't have time. He said they were so busy serving Hashem Yitbarach in Mesirut Nefesh that they never got married. And they were totally happy. And they were beaten and they were suffering. Like I told you, Chacham Avraham Chai said, I received a huge gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of his helpers asked him, his students asked him, what's that gift, Rav? What's that gift? He said, Makot uBizyonot, hittings and insultings. People would hit him. He was working in an iron factory. People would beat him up over there in that factory daily, were abusing him. And he is one of the list of the Lamed Vav righteous people. Chacham Avraham Chai, Hashem gonna length his life. He received a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makot uBizyonot. Vehi, and that mother, Im LaBina Tikra, if you're going to call the Bina, the understanding, uBina Liba, and the Bina, the understanding, power of understanding, it's the heart. Vezeshe Mekayem means you should call your heart. Call your heart means to talk with truth, like Rabbeinu explained before. Vezeshe Mekayem, and that person that holds that verse, Vedover Emet Bilvavo, speaks only truth in his heart. Azai Imam Mesakeches Al Bena. So then the mother, means the Bina, the power of understanding, the faith, is covering on her children, on him. Shalev Ose Chashmal, that the heart creates Chashmal, like Hainu Malbush, certain outfit, covering, Sviva Emunah, surrounds the faith. Shelo Inku Mimena Chitzonim, that the outsiders will not going to take no power from your faith. That you're going to have an amazing power. We can see that people have Baruch Hashem in the yeshiva, they're learning, they receive powers, and there they go. They meet their family, they meet their parents, they meet their neighbors, and suddenly the faith becomes to be shaky. Why? Because someone told you, no, but until now you had your money from your wedding, you had your money from this, you were working, you have your savings, and what now? What you're going to do in 20 years? And all of those questions, like straws, you know, straws? And they're, what? Straws, and they're sucking all of your faith, all of your powers. Another question, another hole in your barrel. Another question, another hole in your barrel. You remember that I told you there was a supervisor that learns in this yeshiva? He was the supervisor of the yeshiva. He was a friend of mine, Avrech, special. Today I received a text that he's in India already. Oh Hashem, going somewhere. If you go with your wisdom, there's thousands, endless paths that you can fail in them, that you can mistake in them. One gonna take you to India, one gonna take you to Thailand, one gonna take you to United States, one gonna take you, I don't know where, to England, one gonna take you to hell, straight. There are ways straight to hell. Straight.
Shortcut to hell. Immediately.
Not taking that. וזה שאמרו חז"ל, and this is what our rabbis told us, holy rabbis, and the Gemara Baba Batra, הרוצה שיעסוק בדיני ממונות ישמש את שמעון בן ננס, the one that wants to have to לעסוק, to have business in דיני ממונות, money issues, ישמש את שמעון בן ננס. First of all, he have to be the helper of the Rav, the holy rabbi, שמעון בן ננס. Soon Rabbeinu is going to explain, don't worry. Haynu, harotze la'asok b'masa u'matan b'emunah, means that the one that wants to have business in negotiation with faith, haynu pshata oraita, means to learn the simple explanation of the Torah Kedoshah, hanikra choshech, that calls darkness, because why it calls darkness? Simple chat. What? You can understand what it means. Bereshit, bara, Elokim, one. I can understand. In the beginning, God created. It's not the real understanding. This is darkness. Why it's darkness? Because when you open the Zohar Kadosh, and you open the Baal HaSulam, for an example, and you start to understand explanation on the meanings of every word, you hear Tikkuni HaZohar have 70 explanations on the word Bereshit, and it's only 70. There are a lot more. And books that have been written on the Tikkuni HaZohar, you cannot count the number of the books. So one word in the Torah contains so much information that if you hold yourself to the simple explanation that the word Bereshit means in the beginning, you are wrong. You're in darkness. Thousands of books have been written on that word, and you're going to hold that word as beginning. This is it. Oh, beginning. So why didn't it written beginning? Why doesn't it written Batchila? Why it's written Bereshit? So actually, the simple pshat is darkness. It's darkness. And the real light is the Pnimiyut HaTorah. It's the inner layers of the Torah Kedosha. That you put your mind and your heart, and you put so much sweat and effort on understanding that explanation, and you work on that, and you pray on that. And then Yagata Umatzata, you put power, a lot of effort, and then you found Ta'amin. Then you can believe. Then you're going to bring you to faith. Then it's going to bring you to be united, to be connected to Hashem Yitbarach. But im lo yagata, if you weren't putting no effort, umatzata, and you found it, you say, it's written Bereshit. What's the problem? Why do you need to think so much? Bereshit, in the beginning. Al ta'amin, don't believe. It will not going to bring you to faith. You will not going to find God over there. You will not going to find the greatness of Hashem Yitbarach. The godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of every word of the Torah Kedoshah. This is why Pshat HaOraita Nikra Choshech, that calls darkness. Kemo SheKatuv, like that it's written, B'machashakim Hoshivani, in darkness HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me. This is the level that we are today, in darkness. We need to learn the Holy Gemara, we need to learn the Pshat of the Torah Kedoshah. We don't have those vessels to deep into the depths of Holy Torah like old righteous people or real regular righteous people even in this generation that we cannot understand. So b'machshakim u'shivanis, Hashem put us in darkness. V'emunatcha b'alelot, and the faith is in the nights. So in that place we have to strengthen ourselves with faith to believe it's all good. Hashem wants me to be in that darkness with my lackings, with my weaknesses, with my difficulties, with all of my obstacles, with all of the walls and curtains that covers from the light of Hashem Yitzbarach for me, but this is what Hashem wants, so it's all good. The only way to pass, to cross that world, is to hold strong the truth. It's the only way, ונקרא אמונה, and it calls faith, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ואמונתך בלילות, that the faith is in the nights. אזי, so then, צריך להמשיך חשמל מהלב, you need to pull חשמל, like electricity, like light, from the heart, from words of truth, היינו שיקיים ודובר אמת בלבבו, that you're going to keep that verse to talk only truth inside your heart, first the light going to grow inside, that chashmal going to illuminate the faith inside of your heart. You're going to have light inside. Your heart going to illuminate. You're going to have inner light. The light of your neshama going to glow, going to illuminate, going to open the path for you. והחשמל הזה, and that חשמל, הוא מלביש את המאור הקטון, it's covering and dressing the small light, היינו את האמונה, means the faith, בבחינת, in the aspect of אמא מסככת על בנה, that aspect of the mother that covers on her children, וזהו, and this is why they said, ישמש את שמעון בן אנס, gonna be the helper of שמעון בן אנס, who is that righteous man, שמעון בן אנס? Why רבנו chose to bring שמעון בן אנס? Because kishmi'a shim'on, like to hear, like lishmo'a, shmi'a talia beliba, depends in the heart. If you have a heart, you can listen. If you don't have a heart, you can tell your wife thousands of times, yes, I'm listening. You don't hear a word that she's saying. You don't hear a word that she's talking about. You can hear a rab for 10 years, you listen, a rab, and you don't hear a word. You don't hear a word. Why? Because you don't have a heart. The lev mevin ki chashmal, because the electricity, the word chashmal, lev gimatria shema, the numeral value of chashmal, lev chashmal and heart together is shema. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, venatata leavdecha lev shomea, you gave to your heart a hearing heart, a heart that can hear. It's something that you receive from Hashem. You cannot create it for yourself. You have to receive it. You have to want it. You have to sacrifice yourself day and night for Hashem. And then He's going to hand it to you. Like that we learned, Noef Isha Chasar Lev, when you still have lust and desires to women, you don't have a heart. Only after you breaking your lust and desires in another test, and in another test, and in another long itbodedut, and in another short itbodedut, in another tikkun haklali in Mesirut Nefesh, and in another tikkun haklali without Mesirut Nefesh, with another mikveh, with another failure. For years, with that amazing advice of half an hour tefillah on the same subject every day, with time, suddenly you're going to find a heart. You're going to find that you can heal. You're going to find that you're able to feel, to understand. So suddenly you're a different creation. You're a different thing. You're a human being. You become to be sensitive. You become to be human. Uben Nanas, and the Ben Nanas, the fact that he was the son of Nanas, why the son of Nanas? Bechinat Emuna, he Bechinat Ben Nanas, aspect of faith. It's an aspect of Nanas. What is that Nanas? Haino Amaor Akaton, the small light. There is no one more special than Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Haino Shimon Ben Nanas, Haino Amaor Akaton. Means a small light. A small light means the faith. Means that you should create a heart. Means by talking words of truth. And in the Hitbodedut, not to lie to yourself and to admit and to confess on all of the darkness places that we have in our inside of ourselves. And by that, we're creating that electricity, that chashmal, that's going to illuminate our heart, means going to guard, watch over our faith. That we are not going to fail anymore. And when a person has a business negotiation with faith, עוסק בדיני ממונות, means that he is working, learning, and working on things that are connected to money. היינו פשטה אורייתא, means, Rabbeinu is explaining. Everyone, I'm not saying חס ושלום,
everyone wants to understand what it's written. It's written that the person should negotiate, the person should work, but Rabbeinu doesn't let it happen. Rabbeinu means, Hainu means Pshata Oraita, means learn Torah. He's not sending you to work. Zeu b'chinat akravat korban tamid. It's an aspect of sacrificing, the sacrifice of korban tamid, that we're sacrificing always. Ve'aktarat ktoret, and also lighting the incense. Ki al yedei tamid, because by the sacrifice of the tamid, olim chokma bina da'at da'asiya b'yitzira. Yes. I can try to translate, but to understand I won't even try for now. Because by sacrificing the sacrifice of that Tamid, rising, the result is the wisdom and power of understanding and that knowledge, the asiya of the world of creation, of action, world of action, they're gonna rise b'tzira, in creation. Kabbalah. I don't understand. V'chol anitzotzot hakdoshim shebaklipa, and all of the holy sparks that until now were stuck in the peel, olim, they're going to rise, besod, in the secret of achadasar samane haktoret, of the 11
ingredients
of the incense, bivchinat malchut, in the aspect of kingship. וכשהאדם עוסק במסע ומתן, and when the person is dealing in negotiation, והמסע ומתן הוא בחינת דיני ממונות, and that negotiation is in the aspect of דיני ממונות, means that he remembers the rules of the Gemara Kedoshah, of the Torah Kedoshah, of how you're allowed to make money and how you're not allowed to make business and how you should work and according to certain rules with all of the obligations. Hainu means Pshata Oraita, means the simple explanations of the Torah Kedosha, Nimtza, so we can find Shebishat Asiyat HaMasa U'Matan, that actually when you're negotiating, when you're working, Osek BePshata Oraita, you are learning Torah Kedosha, because you're always thinking if what that you're doing is allowed to do or not allowed, and you're just keeping the mitzvot, and you're not inside of your business. You're not stuck inside of your store or in your cab. You're just thinking about how to keep the rules and the obligations of Dinei Mamonot. Rules that how a Jew allowed to work. How a Jew allowed to make money. Shehem Bechinat, and it's an aspect of Matat. Matat, this is an angel of Hashem Yitbarach, that he is the Sar HaPanim, minister of the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaMekanen Baitzira, that he's nest is in creation, in Yetzira, that he lives in Yetzira. Nimtza, now we can understand, hopefully, Shechochma bina dat shelo, that his wisdom and power of understanding and knowledge of him, of Matat, ba'asiyat hamasa umatan, when negotiating, olim b'Yetzira, are climbing in Yetzira, in creation, creating. Hainu lipshata oraita, means into simple explanation of the Torah Kedusha. V'chol nitzotzot hakedusha, and all of the holy sparks, the sparks of holiness, that there are sheyesh betoch ha'akum, that there are inside of the nations, the non-Jews, ve'ha'aratzot, and the lands shesvivot Yerushalayim, that surrounds Jerusalem, olim lebchinat emuna, they're all rising to the aspect of faith, הנקרא ירושלים ומלכות, that calls Jerusalem and kingship. כשזה קם, זה נופל. And when that is standing up, that one is falling. כי חורבן אמונה, because the destruction of faith, הוא נקרא חורבן ירושלים, calls the destruction of Jerusalem. כמו שדרשו חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, like that our rabbis in the Gemara מסכת שבת said, לא חרבה ירושלים, the Jerusalem, haven't been destroyed until what? Ad shepasku mimena anshe emuna. Just only when people of faith stop being over there. Only then Jerusalem been destroyed.
Ayen sham mevo'ar, over there it's been explained, the kavanatam al masav matan be'emunah. Over there they're talking about negotiation with faith in the Gemara Kedoshah in Masechet Shabbat. Uchshi Yerushalayim, and when Jerusalem, haynu ha'emunah means the faith, haynu masav matan means negotiation, shupshata oraita mitgaberet, that it's a simple explanation of the Torah Kedoshah, mitgaberet is overpowering. Now we learned another detail. Rabbeinu add Jerusalem into that mishva'ah, into that part, into that, how do you say mishva'ah? What? Equation, exactly. And Rabbeinu add Jerusalem. So now, actually, the faith is that, that the simple explanation of the Torah Kedoshah should bring you to faith, to believe in Hashem. This is the simple explanation, the first explanation. Azai elua akum, so then the non-Jews, the Aratzot and their lands, noflim, they're falling. The olimi mena, and all of the sparks climbs up, come up from it. Kol anitzotzot hakdoshim shebetocham, all of the holy sparks that's in there, those are all of the gerim and all of the baalei tshuva and all of the people that are giving a hand and supporting Am Yisrael in their fight, in their battle. All of those sparks that wakes up and suddenly they say, I want to be part of them, I want to connect myself, all of the Bnei Noach. Besod, in the secret of Achad Asar Samaneh Ketoret, the 11 ingredients of the incense. Vezeu Shambu Chachamenu Zal, and this is what that our rabbi said, Shlosha Mitzvot Nitztavu Yisrael B'Knisatan La'aretz, three obligations HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Am Yisrael when they entered to Eretz Yisrael. Ha'amadat Melech, to set up a king, to have a king. Uchritut zar'o shel Amalek, and to cut the seed of Amalek. Uvinyan Beit HaMikdash, and to build the temple, the Beit HaMikdash. Veha beha talia, and every one of them depends in the others. Ki amadat HaMelech, because to have a king on Am Yisrael, ibchinat emunah kanal, it's an aspect of faith, like we said before, to crown Hashem and ourselves. Uchritut zar'o shel Amalek, and to cut the seed of Amalek. Those are all of the sparks that comes up from all of the non-Jews and all of the lands. In the aspect of the 11 ingredients of the incense, like that it's written in Midrash Rut, why they put the parsha of cutting the seed, killing the seed of Amalek, le parashat mishkolet, to the parasha of mishkolet. Mishkolet means the weight, that you're not going to make negotiation, chas shalom, and cheat in your negotiation, that you have to have your weight balanced, that you will not going to cheat. If it's not balanced, you can tell him it looks like 1 kilogram, but actually it's 900 grams. It's smaller weight, but for him, he sees 1 kilogram, and you sell to him in the price of 1 kilogram, 900 grams. So, the Torah is commanding us on the weight. So, why those two parashot are attached to each other, they connected, the one close to each other? Lomar, to tell us, Shebaavon mishkolet haya milchemet Amalek. To tell us that because of the sin of weight, the people were stealing, were cheating, because of that there was the war of Amalek. And it's a known thing that those two things are equal. And why it's equal? Because the war of Amalek, we know that Amalek, the numeral value of the word Amalek, it's a doubt. Which doubt? If Hashem is with us or not. When a man needs to steal, when he is not sure that Hashem gives him the parnasah, so then he needs to steal. So because that he's got doubt in his faith, so he needs to steal. So Amalek is coming. Uvinyan Beit HaMikdash, and to build Beit HaMikdash, Uvichinat Or HaPanim, it's an aspect of the light of the face, Shuvichinat Chidush HaMochin, that it's to renew the wisdom, Chidush HaNshama, renew the soul, Kemo Shamru Chachamenu, like that our Rabbi Zichronam Livracha said in Masechet Brachot, Mi Sheyesh Bo Deah, the one that have wisdom, Keilun Ibne Beit HaMikdash Beyamav Kanal. It's like that Beit HaMikdash been rebuilt in his days. Thank you very much. Yeah. Zachar. Yeah.